Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Welcome back, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you. Want to quickly go right to New York. Donald Trump is speaking right now prior to going into court. Let's just listen to what he's saying.
But we'll be honoring the people that make New York work, and we'll be doing a number of large rallies. It'll be very exciting. But we think we have a real good chance of winning New York. And again, the swing states, we're leading in every one of them, and by a lot, not just by a little, by a lot. But the big news today, I think, is the 1.6%. When you look at 1.6 GDP, that's a number that nobody thought was possible. That's a real bad number. And it looks like the projections are setting in the wrong direction. And that's why the stock market's down so big today. So in the meantime, I'm at this trial. My constitutional rights have been taken away from me. But every single expert, every legal scholar, every respected scholar has said this is no case. There is no case here. This is just a political witch hunt. Thank you very much.
All right. So there's Donald Trump wrapping up his. He just responded. Hold on. He came back.
Argument before today. I would have loved to have been there, but this judge would not allow that to happen. I should be there.
Really? Turn down the walkie-talkie.
Puts himself above the Supreme Court, which is unfortunate, isn't it? But the argument on immunity is very important. The president has to have immunity. This has nothing to do with me. This has to do with a president in the future for 100 years from now. If you don't have immunity, you're not going to do anything. You're going to become a ceremonial president. You're just going to be...
All right, so I'm going to dip out of that. And he's right, by the way. I mean, again... You can't, there's no such thing as complete unlimited immunity, but presidents in office making decisions of heft as president do have immunity for the very reason he says that you have to be able to make that decision, realizing you may make the bad call, not intentionally. And if you can be sued for that every time, then you do become a ceremonial because everyone's afraid to act at that point. The big news, though, out of his announcement just now prior to going into the hearing, today, we caught part of it. I heard the other part of it as we were coming in from break. He's announced that they're going to do a series of major rallies in New York City, including one. I just think this is awesome. This you talk about. Now, listen, this is how winning is done, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into this later in the show. All the calls for unity, a very popular, very well-known syndicated talk show host, kind of went on a tirade on Twitter today about, he didn't use the term unity, but we can't hold Republicans' feet to the fire, not his words, but that seems to be what's being implied because we have to win in November. I would contend to you we can't win in November if we don't hold people's feet to the fire. Going after Joe Biden and the Democrats, that's given. It's going to happen. I do it every day because there's good reason to do it because of what they're doing to our country. But winning isn't just pointing out what they're doing wrong. We have to have a team of people that are doing things right, that are articulating our principles fully and correctly. And we shouldn't be afraid of that. And that's one of the challenges. Now, when I listen to Donald Trump, I'm inspired because the man is, I guess I'll just say balls out. I don't know another way to put it. This is such an in-your-face strategy. There are a few people in elected office or running for office, past or present, that have the intestinal fortitude that Donald Trump does. They told him, sit down, shut up, we're going to keep you in a cold courtroom. He said, okay, I'll sit here for 8 hours. Then I'm going to go rally with 10, 15, 20,000 of my closest friends in the Bronx. That's how you win.
The Regular Joe Show.